Hey everyone, we're Tom and Binding with TomsTrips.com, your leader in adult lifestyle travel to destinations all around the world, and we're going to be talking about a destination inside the United States.
Yes, so a lot of you can go to it, and we really wish that you'd come.
We're going to go.
We are already booked.
We're booked. We have a cabin.
Yes, we do.
So this event is just outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Sooner Swing, S-O-O-N-E-R, Swing. And the dates are Friday, May 31st to Sunday, June 2nd.
Yes.
2024.
I got to get that in there. Yes. It's going to be this great, great event. They have a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah. And just so you know, you can sign up for this event at otbls.com for ontheborderlifestyle.com. Again, that's otbls.com. And go check out all the information because we did print information because there's a lot to talk about. But they'll have more and updated information on mm-hmm. their website as time gets near.
Right. Now, this is going to be the first event that they've been doing at this location. On the Border does multiple parties a year around Tulsa and Arkansas area, but this is the first big collaboration that they're doing, and it's going to be huge.
It's
going
to be huge. So we wrote down, I get to mention the bullet points, and Bunny gets to read the paragraph.
Since the reasons why we have our glasses on.
We did have our glasses on, so if there's a reflection, we do apologize. So what is Sooner Swing?
Like I said, it's going to be set on a 120-acre campground.
Right.
There's something for everybody there. Whether you're looking for wild parties or quiet retreats, you're going to find everything that you want.
Yes, and they have cabins, which mm-hmm. I don't know if they're all sold out or not, but they have cabins, they have full hookups, and they have dry camping.
Yeah, so you can bring your tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or RV, or just sleep in the back of your pickup truck, or cozy up with someone else.
or make a bed in the back of your SUV.
There you go.
All right. So, for the big points, you got multiple theme parties, wet t-shirt contests, hot air balloon. You can have sex on it.
Yep. We're going to talk about that down here, too.
Okay.
These are just a quick points.
Oh, okay. Geez. See, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah, because I didn't even get to use the word big points. Bunny stole my thunder. So, one of the things that most all your events have, or at least should have, is a main stage.
Oh, yes.
And what takes place on their main stage?
Performances.
Really?
Yes, performances ranging from naked karaoke, acoustic music, and some of the hottest DJs spinning your music from all around the U.S.
To get that booty shaking.
Yes, booby.
Booby, booties.
Booby, booby shaking.
I said booty, she says booby.
Well, I can't shake my booty, but
maybe
I can shake
comments.
My booty.
What would you rather see us shake, our booties or her boobies? Now, they do have a wet area.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Now, you're going to like the end of this one.
So it's going to have foam parties, misting stations that you can stay cool in, and even nude zip lining.
Now, I forgot about the foam party. So they got misting stations because it can get pretty hot in mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That'll cool you off. But yes, they're going to have a pond with a zip line across the pond, and I'm still trying to figure out if I'll be able to do it because I just had surgery on my hand.
I won't.
Bunny won't. She's nope. afraid of what she can't see under the water.
If I can't see below my feet,
All right, so now we're going to talk about the hot air balloon. They're actually bringing in a hot air balloon so people can go up and get freaky on.
It is, right? So you can't really join the Mile High Club, but you can join the Hot Air Balloon
Club.
Yes. So you could just go up in it and look around, or you can go up in it and get a little freaky.
Yep. So definitely that might be a bucket list. I'm not sure how many people are going to be there and how many people they can accommodate. So if there is a sign-up list and it's on your bucket list, I would suggest signing up as early as possible when you get to the event.
Yes.
I don't know if they're doing pre-signups. I doubt it. Then there's the Polly Pocket.
Right, so this is going to be an area dedicated for people that are into polyamory. You can have discussions, meetups, make connections there. So, like I said, once again, a little bit of everything for everyone.
Now, one of the things that events like this, the On the Border, mm-hmm. and Justin and Kaylee, is they're all about inclusive, bringing everyone in.
Yes.
So they're very educational and very pro sex and very pro safe sex.
Absolutely, they are.
All right, so now we have the dungeon.
So this is where you can go and explore all of your kink and BDSM. They're going to have a well-equipped dungeon area. Safety and consent are paramount to this area. So they are also going to have classes and demonstrations and everything from wax, toys, impact play, and rope.
Now, let me give you a hint. They usually ask you for a safe word. Don't yawn and say, "Is that all you got?"
That's why you don't get into BDSM when you're drunk.
Right. So that was just an inside joke because that's what Bunny did, and the guy was going to really teach her a lesson. Yeah, right.
Yeah. With Tom right there. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. they do, and they will have a pillow talk area.
Right, and this is going to be the area where you can get cozy and meet up with other people, and just a nice little spot where you can start to get intimate and get ready to settle for some downtime.
Right, well, intimate conversations.
Yes.
Let's make sure there, because I don't know how intimate they can get.
In that area. Very
yeah.
true.
All right, so then there's going to be a chill spot.
That's so you can take a break from all the excitement and the fun that you're having from the day.
Yeah.
And it's going to be your go-to area for relaxation and a little bit of downtime.
And you can also use your own campsites for that, too.
Yes.
But
yes.
if you want to be amongst other people mm-hmm. and not make people come to you, or hopefully they walk by your campground.
Now we actually,
there will be a spot for that.
Right. Now, we have actually went to Burning Man, and the camp that we were at had a pillow area.
Yeah.
And they brought all kinds of pillows, and people ended up sleeping there.
Right.
Yeah.
They were so chill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one's going to be a big draw for a lot of you people, especially the shy.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, you don't need to be outgoing. You don't need to be awkward or feel awkward, but the orgy dome.
Well, that's kind of self-explanatory.
Well, you still got to ask consent.
You do.
You can't just walk up on someone, and if they're in the middle of something, you don't want to just tap them on the shoulder. Excuse me.
Well, it's going to be an area for sexual exploration.
Yes.
And group play area.
Now, they will give you the etiquette for their orgy dome when you are entering the orgy dome or before, but they'll let you know what is how procedures should take place about interrupting play or joining play or introducing or hopefully getting invited.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're on page 2.
We are.
So we have, this is where me and Bonnie will be. Every time it's open, we haven't gotten our hours yet, but they're going to have a vendor area.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to see Tom and Bunny with Tom's Trips.
Yes.
As well as other vendorings offering unique products and services related to the lifestyle world.
Correct. And then they're going to have themed parties.
My favorite.
What one's your favorite?
Daisy Dukes and Boots.
Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots.
Yes.
Bunny just bought we just moved to Nashville, so Bunny went and bought a bunch of cowboy boots.
I'm going to bring
cowgirl boots,
cowgirl.
Sorry.
Well, I only have 4 pairs, but I'll probably bring all 4. We're bringing the truck.
Oh, God.
So you're also going to have a toga party on early Saturday, which is going to flow into a glow party Saturday night.
Oh, and on the Daisy Dukes Cowboy Boots, it's also flannel.
Yes.
So we missed that. So Daisy Dukes Cowboy Boots and flannel, then the toga party going into the glow party.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny's favorite is the glow party.
Yes, yes. Because I can jump around and act like a fool thinking that I know how to dance when I really don't.
Now, there will be a party bus.
Mm-hmm. So the party bus is going to run from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night, and it's going to go around the campground, so you can go from location to location, or you can just get on the bus, meet people, and flash people as you go by.
Absolutely. There will be food vendors there, mm-hmm. food trucks and everything, but there's also... a bar and a store on the site as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also bring your own food and drinks.
Absolutely. So you're definitely going to want to bring your own drinks, bring some of your own food, but of course bring cash for vendors, for food, anything that you might need. It's going to be there for you.
Yeah. Now, me and Bunny, we've been bringing our 360 photo booth all over the country, and we are going to be bringing it to Sooner Swing.
Yes, we are.
So we just got to make sure of a place to set it up. So Sooner Swing will announce our photo booth once we figure out a prime place for it, because not everyone wants to be on camera, and we want to be discreet, but we don't want to be so far that people don't know where we're at.
Exactly.
So we have to be way off the beaten path. Unfortunately, we won't set that up. And we are going to be bringing out a motor bunny.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever wanted to try a motor bunny, or if you have Doc Johnson attachments, bring your attachment, because we'll have the connector for the motor bunny, and you're free to try out these awesome toys. Mm-hmm.
Now, the best part about Sooner Swing, and being that it's a camping event, it's a great way for especially new couples to kind of dip their toes in and see, because you're going to have your own place. You're going to have all these different places that you can explore. So it's going to be a really, really good location to meet people and to have a good time.
Correct. So me and Bunny will be in the Tulsa area Thursday night. And then that way we can get to the campground fairly early on Friday, mm-hmm. so we can get our lay of the land and get set up and everything. And when you're coming out there, definitely come by and meet us. We're going to be stuck behind a table for a good portion of the time. We can't run.
No. You got us trapped.
You got us trapped. No, just kidding. We would love to meet you. And the Sooner Swing event, we're really excited for. This is hosted by a group called On the Border. It is a great, great welcoming group. We went to one of their parties a couple months ago in Tulsa,
mm-hmm.
and very friendly group, very sharing, very caring, and very willing to meet you.
Now, and you know what? Just because you're from Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, that's a prime location for you guys to come. But I also know of people coming from Pennsylvania,
yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
So they're coming from all over to come to this party.
Right. So you want to go to otbls.com. I'm going to put it on the screen. otbls.com to sign up, to book this trip. We never give pricing or anything. You'll have to go look on your own, because mm-hmm. things change. They usually do early bird discounts, and they might even do late sales.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
So remember, Friday, May 31st, 2024,
yes.
to Sunday, June 2nd.
Yes, 2024.
2024, yes.
It's not a year-long event.
But it could be.
It could be. They could make a commune.
Yeah. There you go.
Who would have thunk? Anyway, we just wanted to put this out because we're so excited to go. We wanted to invite all of our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And if everyone's always asking us if there's events inside the United States, here's one right now.
Absolutely. And we know a lot of you have motorhomes and trailers, so bring them on out to Oklahoma and have a great weekend with us.
Yep. Again, otbls.com, ontheborderlifestyle.com.
Yes.
And let us know in the comments if you're going to go or if you're going to go next year. But we'd love to hear from you.
Yes. So guess what? We'll see you soon.
We'll see you sooner.
Oh,
it's Sooner Swing.
Yeah, you got it.
I did. All right, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.